first.
So we are shining the light in the eye of the owl, and we're looking for, there's one nerve that innervates the eye, and then there's muscles in the eye that respond to that nerve that constrict when they're shone with light. And we're looking with a light in each eye, one at a time, to see if the pupil constricts when we shine light in it. And that tells us either there's a problem or good with the muscle or the nerve. And in this case, we know there's a problem with the eye, so we're looking to see if we're getting any of that muscle response in that eye on the left side versus the right side, which does have it. And I think, although I would have to double check, the owls are the only animals that one pupil can constrict while the other stays normal. Whereas in humans and most mammals, if you shine a light in either eye, you get the same constriction response in both eyes, which is cool.
Okay.
And then I was looking at the different chambers of the eye, which would be a lot easier to do with an ophthalmoscope. But
yeah, that's what you're saying.
I was looking with the light to see if I could see clear liquid in the front of the eye, like on our side of the iris. And then there's a lens at the center of the iris. And then there's a cavity at the back of the eye. And that eye is cloudy. We can see that. And I was trying to see if the cloudiness is in the front or the back, which in her case, or its case, I think is in the lens or the back. Because if you turn to the side and look at the eye on an oblique angle, you can actually see clearly right to the other side. But if you look straight on, it's opaque. And that's because the opacity is actually behind the front cavity, the anterior cavity. So that's what I was doing.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks.